This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Hey, one day a week, Ms. Mesquite and I leave our home near the banks of the Ohahalote and shoot down the road to grassland or desert scrub. You know, that would be out in some fairly flat terrain, or other times to woodland or forest in the hills. Hills and mountains. One day a week, some sort of adventure that involves dirt roads or narrow trails and plants and animals. It's a good day, always. So recently, we were coming out of the mountains after a visit to 8,000 feet in elevation, descending down that road, descending the hills, involved many stops for plants and animals. It's neat because you can't stop for one without seeing the other. Win-win situation, right? Anyway, we had a stop to glass some turkeys and photograph some lupin, and while we were watching those turkeys, I noticed a chipmunk scurrying about in the forest litter, a very busy chipmunk foraging for, I don't know, I know that chipmunks are omnivorous. They see something edible, they eat it, a bird egg, a caterpillar, acorn, eat it or stuff it in their furry little cheek pouches, right? And then they'll stash it in their burrow, perhaps. A very cute, busy diurnal rodent was working the forest floor. I glassed that chipmunk. It didn't have the stripes across its gray back, brown and white stripes on its head, but they stopped at that gray back. And I thought I knew its scientific name, or part of it, Eutamius, I thought to myself. I remembered that from a college course, mammalogy, from back in the early Anthropocene. So I thought I'd figure out the species of that chipmunk, that very cute omnivorous diurnal rodent in the squirrel family. Well, things have changed since my college days back in the early Anthropocene, and here's what I learned. First off, the chipmunk we saw is called the cliff chipmunk, genus Neotamius dorsalis, not Eutamius, Neotamius. Neo means new, tamius translates to treasurer or provider. I think of the chipmunk's stash in its burrow. Dorsalis must be referring to the gray back, think dorsal. Okay, there's more. Six species of chipmunks are found in Arizona, and they are part of the 23 species of chipmunks found in the West, 23 species of Neotamius. Head to Eastern North America, and there is one species of chipmunk, a different genus, so Tamius striatus, appropriately called the Eastern chipmunk. So 24 species of chipmunks in North America. I mean, I think that's right. 24 species of chipmunks in North America. And okay, hold on. There's one more factoid you need to know. There's another species, the Siberian chipmunk over in Eurasia, genus Eutamius siberica. So the EU in front of that Tamius means original. The original. This is the original chipmunk. Okay, continuing education, at the Mesquite homestead. Enough taxonomy, please, Mr. Mesquite. Enough taxonomy. Okay. The common name chipmunk, this is cool, is believed to be derived it's an indigenous word, derived from the Ojibwe language for this cute striped rodent in the squirrel family. Is that cool? That's very cool. I like that a lot. And that's enough. That's enough about chipmunks. The borderlands are so diverse and so beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.